Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Justice Neil Gorsuch chastises the Supreme Court for giving too much federal police power. Love this guy. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The night before the night, 855-839-1210. You coming to KMA tomorrow? You better be. Better be there. You have the Zeoli Army and the Zeoli Navy there. The Admiral himself, Jimmy Failla. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A great day. We got some surprises in store. Grand Hotel at Cape May. Tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. You don't need a ticket. Just come on by and say hello. All right? We'd love to see you there. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll have a great show. So Justice Neil Gorsuch chastised the Supreme Court on a drug trafficking case. And he wrote a dissent. And he said that this decision gives the government too much prosecutorial power. So the case involved Delilah Guadalupe Diaz, who appealed to the justices after a jury found her guilty of importing methamphetamines across the U.S. southern border, a charge that requires the government to prove that Diaz was knowingly transporting drugs. Diaz, who asserts she was a blind mule and was unaware of the drugs in her car, contended that federal evidence rules did not permit prosecutors to have their expert witness testify to the jurors that most couriers know they are carrying illegal drugs. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court rejected her appeal. Justice Clarence Thomas's majority opinion was joined by liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and four other conservatives, Chief Justice John Roberts, Justice Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Gorsuch, who has broken with fellow conservatives who side with criminal defendants, did so again Thursday, saying the expert testimony was inadmissible. The upshot, he wrote, the government comes away with a powerful new tool in its pocket. He was joined by Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. I guess the question I have is, based on this now, is this still the most corrupt Supreme Court of all time, with just corruption everywhere? when you've got these lefty judges and the conservative judges coming in and joining on opinions together. So does that idiot Chris Murphy, that moron from Connecticut, dumbest U.S. senator on the mainland, without question. Mazie Hirono is the dumbest U.S. senator, but he's the dumb who's not on the mainland, because Hawaii is obviously not part of it's not the mainland. He's the dumbest on the mainland, just in case you're playing along at the Zioli Show home game. Anyway, this is what he said about the Supreme Court, all right? So just take a listen. I want to know, does this still count now after the fact that you've had a Supreme Court opinion that was all over the place in terms of conservatives siding with just liberals and liberals siding with conservatives? Chris Gorsuch is an originalist. He's a textualist, and he's very, very careful about giving the government more power, even when it's a bad guy. Which is why I think Gorsuch is awesome, and I'm so happy that President Trump put him on the court. But based on the fact, I just shared that with you. So let's see what this idiot Murphy has to say here. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the U.S. Supreme Court, because we're still waiting for two major January 6th related cases to be decided on presidential immunity and whether or not the obstruction of a proceeding charges were appropriate ones for the January 6th rioters. At a fundraiser in Hollywood last night, or in Los Angeles last night, President Biden referred to the upside down flag that Martha Ann Alito flew outside their home.
No.
He said the court has never been as out of kilter as it is today. And there are a lot of other remarks along those lines. Is it appropriate for a president to criticize the court like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a crisis on the court. I mean, in particular with respect to Justice Alito and Justice Thomas. What Justice Thomas is engaged in is just a grift.
So what Justice Thomas just did was write the majority opinion, and he just had some of the lefties enjoying that opinion. So he wrote the majority opinion, joined by liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, and then four other conservatives. All right. Gorsuch, in his dissent, was joined by Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. So is this still the most corrupt court that is purely political and purely partisan? See, whenever the Democrats don't like the rulings by the court, then the court is brazenly political. You know, if the court's going along with what they want, then they're happy. If the court has a decision that they don't like, then it's corrupt. It needs to go. Blah blah blah. And the justices are all getting along. I mean, they're all. This is a great example of this. Now, I'm on the side of Gorsuch. I haven't read the entire opinion, but I'm always very fearful of giving the government more tools in the old federal police box without having that passed by Congress, because call me old-fashioned, I just think we have way too much, the government has way too much power. I mean, it just does. And, you know, I don't think you can disagree with that. I'm not suggesting here that we should make it easy for people to transport drugs, but Gorsuch's point is you just can't create new powers. You just can't do that. There's a process here. But anyway, here's Murphy, this idiot. Go ahead.
He's got a major political player on the outside who absolutely has political and business interests at the court paying off a justice. Justice Alito is openly displaying affiliation with political causes in public. I think it would be irresponsible for the president not to talk about the fact that this court is becoming brazenly corrupt and brazenly political. And it's up to the American people, this election, to do something about that. It's also up to Congress to step up and pass a code of conduct, a code of ethical conduct for this court before it's too late.
An ethical code of conduct, like what? Don't all get along on a case? Don't have opinions where you cross the aisle? I'm just curious. You know what I mean? So, what a hack. That guy Murphy is just an idiot. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Tuesday night, by the way, Jack Carr, the man himself, Red Sky Morning. I'm excited. Red Sky Morning is going to be a great night, great event, and there's only a couple tickets left. So get yours before they're all gone by going to 1210wphg.com. Oh, and don't forget with Kate May tomorrow. So my buddy David Gelman's going to be there. He's got all these tickets to give away to Jimmy Fallon's comedy show Saturday night in Red Bank. So if you are free and you want to go, it's very possible Dave is going to have a pair of tickets for you, or as many tickets as you need, because he bought a bunch to support Jimmy. And just keep that in mind as you make your weekend plans. All right? Very good. Keep your options open. Now, when it comes to the question of what's going to happen with a debate next week, Thursday night, I had a great night last night with some buddies of mine. We were hanging out at Tavistock. I want to thank my buddy Lynn Turner, retired attorney. Sharp guy, man. Sharp guy. Lynn sends around these great updates on political stuff, and I appreciate that. Plus my buddy Frank Troy, commissioner in Haddonfield, who was my wingman for the night. Anyway, we had a lot of great conversations regarding politics, and the consensus among everybody is the debate's probably going to happen. Biden will get an IV infusion of Adderall, cocaine, some sort of B12 shot, you know, and then he'll just stand there and not be comatose the entire time, and they'll take that as a win. There's no crowd, which helps Biden because he gets easily distracted and starts yelling at people in the crowd. He does. He's like a bad comic who hears somebody say something in the crowd and is like, ah, yeah, I'm going to come down there and kick your... It's like, you're the president. It's a State of the Union address. Relax. Trump thrives off crowds. So CNN even admits that this debate next week is designed to help Joe Biden. It is. It's entirely designed to help Joe Biden. But nevertheless, Trump should do it, and I think Trump's going to do quite well. He's trying to set expectations and then floats an excuse for his debate with Joe Biden. This is from the New York Times. Former president has set a low bar for President Biden's performance next week's matchup. Now he is preparing supporters for the possibility that Mr. Biden clears it. This is from the New York Times, trying to make sense of this story. A few minutes into his speech at a campaign rally on Tuesday, Donald Trump asked a question to a few thousand who turned up to hear him speak. Is anybody going to watch the debate? He mused about the potential scenarios, lowering expectations that he would dominate Mr. Biden, and then, as if he couldn't help himself, raising them again. Mr. Trump's supporters showed up saying Biden can't stand up, and then, of course, he gets into the whole argument of how Republicans have pumped out a stream of videos of Mr. Biden walking stiffly, some deceptively edited, that are meant to be proof of Mr. Biden's decline. What videos have been edited? Huh? Where are those edited videos? I want to know. I'm really curious where those edited videos are, because I can't find them anywhere. I can't find it. I keep looking. The latest one, of course, is the video of Biden trying to get into the Suburban. And he can't. He can't get in there. And so I guess that's also deceptively edited as well. They are making such a big deal about this, too. Have you noticed this, too? They're making such a big deal. Karine Jean-Pierre on with Nicole Wallace today saying, it's not true. The president wasn't wandering. It's very insulting. Very insulting, all these cheap fakes. I don't understand why you guys keep highlighting it. That's what I don't understand. What happens now is every time there's a video, I'm watching, I'm paying more attention to it. And even Dana Bash on CNN is hesitant to show Biden footage for fear of boosting cheap fakes. So maybe that's what the goal was all along. You tell everybody it's not real. Don't believe your lying eyes, even though you know it's 100% real. And then what happens is you turn around and you're able to say, hey, we can't show those anymore because they're deepfakes. It's exactly what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop. Same thing. Do you remember there was a time when the Hunter Biden laptop story broke? And I know you remember this. I know you remember this. Hunter Biden laptop story broke. And at the time, what they said was you could not share the story because if you do, you would be contributing to or violating the policy that involves hacking. Now, there was no evidence that the laptop was ever hacked. None whatsoever. No evidence whatsoever that the laptop was ever hacked. However, that's what they used at the time, social media, to justify the censorship. Yes, that's very true. To justify the censorship, that's what they did. And they're doing the same thing with the Biden cheapfake videos, which are not fakes. They're doing the same exact thing. They're using this to turn around and justify censorship and to say, well, because they're deep fakes, we may not be able to run them. All right. Just saying, we may have a responsibility to start censoring. Here's the clip of Dana Bash. Here, take a listen. Go ahead.
I want to make a bit of a turn in our conversation to something that we've been wanting to talk about on the show for a little bit, and just to be totally transparent, trying to figure out how to do it. And when I say it, it is a lot of memes and what the White House is calling cheap fakes, which means that there are videos that are being put out on social media and then amplified on conservative media that in some cases are just not right, and in other cases are highly, highly misleading of President Biden. It's the question that I started this conversation with, is how much to talk about it versus how much to just kind of ignore it. And we're trying to kind of do both here. What are your thoughts?
I have never seen something like in any election I've covered, the topic of frailty and age being so important and impactful to voters. I mean, you see this with how sensitive the Biden campaign is to any sort of perception that he is too old, that he has not even lost a step, but he has sort of become a little more frail, and how eager the Trump campaign is to amplify that, even though both candidates are old. They are old.
No, but you see, now this is the other strategy, right? So first of all, they make you believe that it's disinformation. There's a process here. There's a process by which the state operates. So they make you think it's disinformation, and then they justify the censorship of it because they don't want to share fake news. They don't want to share it. So Hunter Biden laptop story, sorry, we got to censor it. Videos of Joe Biden, got to censor him, can't show him. That's what this is all about. Because in a normal world, you'd say, why do they keep talking about it? Why do they keep highlighting it? They're highlighting it and calling it disinformation so that they can turn around and then have it censored. Well, if it's disinformation, you can't show it on CNN. If it's disinformation, you can't show it on MSNBC. Obviously not. And then what they do is they try to get it back to Biden's age. This is not about Joe Biden's age. You know it and I know it. This is about Biden having dementia. Say it. But they try to make it back to the age. So if they can make everybody believe that whatever videos you've seen up until this point have been fugazis, and then they're not going to show any more fugazis going forward, then they've accomplished their job. They've accomplished their mission. The PSYOP worked, and the deep state, it's deep state, but it is the state, and their cohorts in the corporate media and big tech, well, they get away with it again. So now you just don't show any Biden clips. Anything that could look like it might be possibly could be edited, you don't show that. You go, huh, but that's everything. I mean, theoretically, everything could be edited. Exactly. It's why we're not going to show any more clips of Joe Biden, because every time we do, he looks terrible. Mission accomplished. Go ahead.
But this is the issue that some voters and low information voters really care about.
But there's that, which is a reality. You have a 78-year-old and an 81-year-old. And we have lots of examples of both of them.
Yeah.
Maybe Trump's aren't played as much, but both of them appearing to use your words, lose a step. That's one thing.
Okay. And this is the other thing they keep trying to do. They're both old and losing a step. They're the same guy. Come on. And by the way, this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com. It's not about his age. It's not. You know, Donald Sutherland passed away today at 88 years old. I didn't know how he was like in his real life or anything, but I mean, the last couple movies he was in, he was sharp as a tack. It's not about age. They're trying to make it about age so they can call you an ageist. And then if they don't show you the videos of Biden, they always show you Trump. So any mistakes Trump makes, well, then they're going to highlight those as they censor the Biden videos and don't let you see them. This is how you control information. I keep telling you, this is the battle for information. We are in the era for the battle of information. And the government wants to control it. And they do. And we have to keep pushing back on them. All right, a little more of this. No, was that it? Okay. So that's what I got. That's what I got for you, and there you go. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We got more to come in our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Has Donald Trump got his swagger back? His mojo? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. That's what Chuck Todd thinks on the Chuckcast. Whatever the heck it is. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Thanks for being here today on a Thursday. Jam-packed show tomorrow live in Cape May. You better be there. 3 to 7 p.m. The Grand Hotel of Cape May. Beautiful day to be inside looking at the ocean. Am I right? We'll be up on the fifth floor ballroom. The beautiful views of the ocean. But we don't have to be out in the heat. It'll be super air conditioned. I need it to be cold. You know that. That's how I roll. Got to operate in cold. It'll be cold. Chilly, the bar will be open, and the drinks will be cold, most importantly. A lot of cold drinks. Now, I'd suggest getting there a little early to get a good seat. All these shows always always get a nice crowd, nice turnout, but you'll make friends, and we'll definitely get you a seat. Don't worry. They'll bring in more chairs if they need to. And the bar will never run out of booze. That is my solemn vow, my sacred vow to you. So is Donald Trump getting his mojo back? This is Chuck Todd. Take a listen.
I don't mean to simplify this, but, you know, Donald Trump's rhetoric even, and even his sort of swagger looks more like 2016 in the campaign you covered so closely, Katie, than he looks in 2020. And in fact, I was just discussing this with somebody we all know on this call, or on this program. I'm going to leave his name out of it because he didn't know I was going to quote him just now. But he even noted, we were talking about this idea that when Trump's losing, the worst version of Trump shows up, and when Trump's winning, or he thinks he's ahead, he's actually a different person, a different candidate. I mean, just, I think Vaughn could probably speak to this now, the Donald Trump in Detroit, and those events he did, he was oddly loose, he was trying to be funny, and all of this, where from about 2017 to 2022, and even 2023 through the primaries, it's been nothing but angry grievance Trump, right? Angry, angry, angry. It's interesting if he somehow dropped.
What is he saying? Does anyone even understand what the hell he's talking about? I mean, there's a legit reason for Trump to be angry. there's a legit reason for it. But he also has range of emotions. So, yeah, if they're putting you through a trial, you're going to be a little bit cranky. If they gag you and don't let you criticize the government that's prosecuting you for political purposes, yeah, you know what? Might have a bad day. And if it's on a Monday, might be even worse. But Trump's also funny, and he loves the crowd, and he loves the energy of the crowd, and he likes making jokes about Joe Biden. It's possible that people can have a range of emotions, as I've told you before. Keep going.
He could end up looking more like that 2016 candidate. Maybe. Where he's the outside disruptor.
But it's hard to imagine him dropping the grievance as you know, again, he's going to be sentenced in a few weeks here in Manhattan. There's all, you know, the presidential immunity decisions coming out with the Supreme Court. There are reasons to continue on the grievance trail. And this whole campaign, it seems to be less for him about policy and more about what they're doing to me is what they want to do to you. My grievances are your grievances.
My grievances are your grievances. It's true. My grievances are your grievances. Anyway, 855-839-1210 is the number. And there you go. I just think that it's possible that the angry Trump that Chuck Todd is referring to taps into people who are angry. And that's kind of where Katie Turr was going with the system in general. You know, the system that has been so rigged against them in their own lives in various different ways. And when he taps into that, they feel it. It's real. It's a sense of real, real anger. But it's not rage. See, again, there is that book, White Rural Rage, and that whack job professor from the University of Maryland who's going on about how all these white people in rural redneck flyover places, they're all angry. They're raging. They're just raging, rage monsters. And as we pointed out, the data shows it's not true. It's not true at all. They're angry about things. They're not raging, and they're not all white, by the way. And they're certainly not raging because of black people or Latino people or anybody else. They're angry at mostly white lefties in Washington who continue to try to control their lives. And white corporate elite globalist bond villains who try to outsource their jobs. White elitist faculty lounge members who try to tell them that they can't work in a job relating to energy because they want it to all be shut down. But they try to spin it as, well, all these white people in these rural areas are angry. Must be about black people. No, it's actually not. And you see, Trump gets that too. Quick question for you. If all these Trump supporters were racist and Trump's doing so well with black people and he has the Blacks for Trump coalition, why aren't the Trump supporters all jumping ship? Huh? Why aren't they all jumping ship? He's the guy that passed criminal justice reform. Why didn't they all jump ship then? Or maybe it's that all these white people in the rural areas who are angry about things and are backing Donald Trump, they're not angry because they're racist. They're angry because the border's wide open and criminals are coming in. Those Hispanics who want to see the border secure, maybe they're not self-hating. Maybe they're just Americans who like law and order. Possible. But in corporate media land, they don't understand that because they're not around regular people. I pride myself on trying to be around regular people as much as I possibly can. And one of the nice compliments I got recently was somebody said, you're just like yourself on the air. I said, well, of course I am. I talk for 4 hours. I can't fake it. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, most weeks, except the summer and tomorrow, because we're in Cape May. And it's just me. It's all I got. This is it. Take it or leave it. You know, people send suggestions. I don't listen to. I just don't, you know. You should try to use whatever. I'm who I am and, you know, take it or leave it. This is how God made me and that's that. I try to give you the best show I possibly can. Try to stay informed. Try to entertain you and do my best to give you a different perspective at looking at things. But I'm just one of you. I'm the son of a cop. I'm, you know. We're blessed, my family, but we are, like you, trying to make it all work in a tough economy with three kids. So, corporate elites, in the media in particular, they don't understand any of that. They have no idea. And so when they understand that Donald Trump taps into an anger that's out there, they look at that and they go, well, what are these people angry about? It just must be that they're just racist or sexist or homophobic or transphobic, because that's the Democrat playbook. That's the playbook of the left. Accuse people of being those things, and then, you know, that doesn't work. So, and this is why they can't tap into people. Now, as far as the debate goes, the question will be, does Donald Trump tap into the anger that's there, or does he come across as the kind of happy-go-lucky Trump that you see sometimes at rallies? Oh, somebody's here. Must be the pizza. That's a question. Pineapple-free, of course. Pineapple-free pizza. That's a question. I mean, it's dinner time. I'm starving. I don't know about you. I think that the answer is that it's a 90-minute debate, and there's going to be lots of different emotions and lots of questions asked, and it's obvious that Biden's going to try to paint him as a convicted felon. And then the moderators are probably going to be all in on it as well. And Trump, he gets fired up. Now, I'm not doing debate prep with him. I don't know if he's doing any debate prep. I just don't know. I assume he's got his kitchen cabinet around him, and he's hearing advice from people. What he likes to do is he'll call people and various governors and senators and get their thoughts on things. And you know, he'll probably call other people. But I guess the point is that this is a lion's den in the sense that he's going in there and there's no audience. And he would feed off that audience in a positive way. And it's very likely that between the moderators and Biden, they're going to turn it into an inquisition against Donald Trump. And that's going to fire him up. The goal here is to get him angry so that voters who are kind of on the fence about things will be turned off by that. They'll find it off-putting. However, the question will be, are they also angry, too, because they just came back from the grocery store, tried to take the kids out to dinner. It's summer vacation now, and they're looking at the cost of summer camp, and they're going, oh, my God. You know, thinking about a family vacation, like, I don't know how we can afford this. Now, I've told you that there is a real sense out there that nobody cares about you. And when Trump says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, I'm just standing in the way. Take what the IRS did. You know, deciding to be able to start going after people who make $600 deposits. So they hire 87,000 new IRS people, and they start going after little mom-and-pop shops selling stuff on Etsy and Facebook Marketplace, and they start monitoring these people. And the sense becomes, I can't catch a break. I can't catch a break. Taps into that. You got something there. You definitely do. All right, more to come in our fourth and final hour. The question, of course, will be, how important is the economy, stupid, versus the future of democracy?
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Donald Sutherland is dead at 88 years old, a prolific American actor. He will be missed. He will be missed. I'll tell you what. He was great in so many different roles, from MASH to Animal House to, I mean, you name it. I mean, there's so many different movies he did. But I was looking at his career and how far back it goes. Hey, man. Like he was the professor in Animal House. This is, come on, people. This is my job. This is my job. And of course, MASH, 1970. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And then he had a resurgence with the Hunger Games and getting into all those movies. But I'll tell you, there was a movie that he did that I thought was terrific. It was called JFK. And he played the guy who was the Mr. X. You remember that guy, Mr. X from JFK? Donald Sutherland's part in that movie I thought was outstanding. And Oliver Stone admitted that it was a compilation based on several different characters. It was a compilation based on different things. It wasn't one actual person, but he was great in that.
Anyway, after I came back, I asked myself, why was I, the chief of special ops, selected to travel to the South Pole at that time to do a job that any number of others could have done? And I wondered if it could have been because one of my routine duties, if I had been in Washington, would have been to arrange for additional security in Texas. So I decided to check it out. And sure enough, I found out that someone had told the 112th Military Intelligence Group at 4th Army Headquarters at Fort Sam Houston to stand down that day over the protests of the unit commander. Colonel Wright.
I believe it's a mistake.
This is significant because it is standard operating procedure.
especially in a known hostile city like Dallas, to supplement the Secret Service. I mean, even if we had not allowed the bubble top to be removed from the limousine, we would have placed at least 100 to 200 agents on the sidewalk without question. I mean, only a month before we found out.
UN Ambassador Adlai Stevenson spit on and hit.
There had already been several attempts on de Gaulle's life in France. We would have arrived days ahead of time, studied the route, checked all the buildings, never would have allowed all those wide-open, empty windows overlooking Dealey, never. We'd have had our own snipers covering the area. The minute a window went up, they'd have been on the radio. We'd have been watching the crowd, packages rolled up, newspapers, coat opened up. Never would have let a man open an umbrella along the way. Never would have allowed that limousine to slow down to 10 miles an hour, much less take that unusual curve at Houston and Elm. You would have felt an army presence in the streets that day. None of this happened. It was a violation of the most basic protection codes we have, and it is the best indication of a massive plot in Dallas. Now, who could have best done this? Black ops, Mr. Garrison. People in my business, people like my superior officer.
Now, it's a great movie. It really is. JFK is great. I know that my friend Gerald Posner believes it's case closed and it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I've said to you for years, I said, I will believe that when I get all of the evidence, when the CIA releases everything. And they're still sitting on all these docs, all these documents. But that there's another couple minutes left in that scene. That's riveting, though, isn't it? Riveting. Then there was this.
Okay. Don't write this down, but I find Milton probably as boring as you find Milton. Mrs. Milton found him boring, too. He's a little bit long-winded. He doesn't translate very well into our generation, and his jokes are terrible. But that does not relieve you from your responsibility for this material. I'm waiting for reports from some of you. I'm not joking. This is my job.
Anyway, well, he was a great actor. We'll miss him. So the other thing, too, that I wanted to mention is that summer's here, obviously. The kids are out of school. My son, officially now a third grade graduate. They did a little thing at his school today where all the parents clapped out all the kids because now after third grade, they go to another school. And it was fun to watch. He's super excited. But summer vacation is here. And it's now the question of how are you going to entertain them for the next two months, basically. In our case, it's interesting because our kids are, they have great friends. You know, their friends love them, and they love to play with their friends. We don't have a pool, though. And I'm kind of envious of the parents that do at this age, at my kids' age, because everybody wants to be at that house. But we each wanted a community pool, and the kids love going there, and they see all their friends and everything like that. But as you get older, though, I think you don't want a pool anymore because then nobody wants to come to the house. That was the case when I was a kid, anyway. It's like having the pool, and you think everybody wants to be at your house, but then suddenly they didn't show up. And you always wondered why that is. Well, it's because they want to be where their friends are, and then that's when you start going into the town pool, whatever. You know what I mean? Now, the problem with the community pool is the snack bar. So Reagan will run right up, grab the candy, which is eye level, of course, and come running back and go, "Here you go, Dad," and say, "Pay for it." And this is my life in the summer. This is my life, people. Oh, yes, Spaceballs 2 is happening. This is also great news. A sequel to Spaceballs is in the works. You know what they should do? If they're smart, because Mel Brooks is a guy who does not care about political correctness, what they should do is make fun of how woke Star Wars has gotten. I mean, Spaceballs was such a great parody. But think about how times have changed since then. In terms of movies that Mel Brooks made that you probably could not make today. Blazing Saddles, which I absolutely loved. One of my favorite movies of all time. The Producers, hysterical. Springtime for Hitler. But you couldn't make those movies today. And now you've got Disney ruining Star Wars. So what they should do is they should make this a movie to completely bust chops of Disney. See, Mel Brooks had slammed political correctness and saying it'll be the death of comedy. It'll be the death of comedy. Our stupidly politically correct culture will be the death of comedy. He said it's okay not to hurt the feelings of various tribes and groups. However, it's not good for comedy. Comedy has to walk a thin line, take risks. Comedy is the lecherous little elf whispering in the king's ear, always telling the truth about human behavior. He said there's no chance Blazing Saddles could be made today. He explained that the commentary on racism within the film is what made it so significant. He said without that, the movie would not have been had nearly the significance that it had. And he said nothing is off limits in comedy. Except he said he wouldn't go after and make gas chamber jokes about that or anything like that. He said everything else is okay. But Spaceballs 2 will be great. We need more comedies. You know, we need more funny movies. We need more reasons to laugh. That's why I'm glad Fela's coming tomorrow night. I'm glad he's doing a show in Red Bank on his Everybody Calm Down tour. You can be passionate, and you should be, but you can also have fun, and you can also be funny, and you can also laugh. It is truly one of the things I like about Trump's rallies, is that he makes a lot of jokes. He's got every reason in the world to just walk around all day angry and ticked off, and he's not. You know, if you talk to him, he's not. He gets fired up, as anybody in his shoes would be. But he's not walking around like an angry sourpuss all the time with a dark Eeyore cloud over him. He likes to laugh. He likes to have fun. He likes to keep it light. And he likes to make fun of Joe Biden. That's why those rallies are so much fun. It's why Saturday's rally in Philly is going to be a blast, the Temple. I'll be with Fela up in at his comedy show with Count Basie. But, you know, if you're going, you'll have a great time. But Spaceballs 2, this gives me hope that the Schwartz will be with us again. It will be with us again. Actor Josh Gad and Mel Brooks on board producing the upcoming film. Fantastic. Great for Mel Brooks. He's still alive. I was worried about that, too. I was reading this. I was like, is he, you know? The Parodies cast at the time included a lot of great actors, as you know. I don't know who's going to be in it this time around. They're keeping it all very under wraps. Very under wraps. Good. Make fun of Disney. That's what you should do. All right. Have a great rest of your night tonight. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Reminder, tomorrow, live in Cape May, 3 to 7 p.m. Reminder, we are at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank Saturday night. David Gelman's going to be there tomorrow with tickets, free ones, if you'd like to join us for Jimmy's comedy show Saturday night. And then Tuesday is Jack Carr. You do need a ticket to that one, though. I don't know how many are left, but go to 1210WPHT.com today and get your tickets before they are sold out. Do it today, all right? And Governor Kathy Hochul, as I mentioned earlier, has signed a bill to protect kids online. When these lefties start going after social media and you want to cheer them on because you think, yeah, we got to protect the kids, you say the C word, children, just remember something. That's the other C word we have to worry about, control. So be very careful about giving it up in the name of protecting your children. We'll be back with you tomorrow live from Cape May. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.